Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what that means. It means get those car care questions ready for ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are things for you and your crew at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, we're into full swing for spring and summer mode. It was a wild and crazy week for sure. But that's good. I mean, it's fine. That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be, I guess, if you
want
to be a success.
That's the way you want it to be, isn't it?
Absolutely. Let's alert our listeners, if you have any kind of issue with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service to your favorite dealer or shop, and you want to know what could be ailing before you bring it in, you know, information is always great, more of it than less, you can call Dan or text Dan. It's just one number to remember. 651-461-9226. Keep in mind, too, that Dan is going to be with us till just about 7:45 or so. Time is limited. So if you think of something, if you do have a problem with your vehicle, call us or text us. 651-461-9226. The sooner, the better. You know, Dan, I was listening to Al's forecast for the Twin Cities here, and I mean, wow. Mid-80s and maybe by Thursday, 89. And if people haven't done so already to test out their air conditioning in their vehicles, if they're feeling like it's not blowing cold, what could be wrong with an AC? What are some of the symptoms if something is amiss?
Well, you're right. If you've not turned it on yet, today's the day. You need to turn it on and see that it is blowing cool. And if it's not, then you'll need to bring it in for service, because by far the most common problem with an air conditioning system when it's not working is that the refrigerant has leaked out a little bit, and oftentimes it just needs to be filled back up, and then you're back on the road for another several years. If the problem is significant enough where the refrigerant has, you know, completely leaked out, where there's a significant hole, then that leak's going to need to be detected. Find out where it's leaking from. Sometimes that requires replacing a component. Sometimes it requires replacing a seal. But at any rate, you need to fix the leak. And then fill it back up, and you'll be back in business.
Now, I know you've done that in years past on different shows. As far as technicians, how do technicians find the leak, and what's the process? What do you exactly do you guys do?
Well, anytime we do air conditioning work, we put a fluorescent dye back in the system when we put refrigerant back in, so that if there is a leak, it makes it easier for us to detect. And then we have a special blue light that we can shine on all the different components and all the different connections and look for that dye. Oftentimes the leak is so slow that you don't find it. So in that case, you just, you know, fill it up, and like I say, it'll last another several years. But if you are able to find the leak by locating that fluorescent dye, then you'll do a repair and then fill it back up, and you'll be on your way.
All right. All right, here's our number again for your text question, or if you want to chat with Dan, that's fine too. Whatever is easier for you, 651-461-9226. Let's go grab a phone call, Dan, from George. George is calling in from Blaine this morning. Good morning, George. What's your question for Dan?
The question is, you go to the fill up with gas, and it says 88 octane is about 20 cents cheaper than the 87. Can you use 88?
Well, I think if the higher octane is lower or is less expensive than the lower octane, usually it's because there's more alcohol in the mixed in with the gas, and you would just need to check on your vehicle and see if the octane rating lines up with your vehicle, and if the percentage of alcohol in the fuel is okay for your vehicle. For example, a lot of gas right now has 10% alcohol in it, and by putting 15% alcohol in the gas, the oil companies are able to raise the octane and lower the price. And alcohol in the gas, the oil companies are able to raise the octane and lower the price, and because the alcohol is cheaper than the crude product right now. But you need to know that, you need to be assured that your vehicle will run on the 15% alcohol content, and you would find that information in your owner's manual under the gasoline section in there.
Yeah, good point. Thank you for the call, George. There's a line open, or you can send a text if you like as we head to this break, 651-461-9226. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive is helping you out, as he's done for many years, and is going to be with us for about another 30 minutes, so don't wait. If you have a problem with your car, your truck, your van, call or text 651-461-9226. Now 52 degrees in the Twin Cities. We are heading for a daytime high today near 75. Don't forget Mother's Day tomorrow. It's going to be kind of a rainy afternoon. You stay with us here at News Talk A3O. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. If you have a car care question, call us or text us before Dan takes his leave, which is about 7:45. Here's our number, 651-461-9226. And Dan, if folks can't get in to ask you a question on the radio and they need to get some help, where are you guys located and how do we get in touch?
Well, come on over, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. Our phone number is 651-228-1316.
All right, and we'll get you that number before Dan leaves us this morning. We have callers, Dan. We have texters, so let's get back to it. I think Pete in Forest Lake may be our first caller here this morning, or second, I should say. Pete, thank you. What is your question, please?
My question is, I've got a 03 Chev Silverado, and I had it in my mechanic, and he told me that it's misfiring on numbers 4 and 5. He replaced the spark plugs, did the intake manifold gaskets, gave it a shock cleaning. I'm wondering, you got any more ideas? He says it could be something like a hydraulic lifter or something like that, and I'm just wondering what your read could be on it.
Yeah, well, the ingredients for power in an engine are spark, fuel, compression, and timing. And if you have a misfire on two of the cylinders, he's addressing the spark and the fuel, you know, by doing the intake manifold. He's, you know, controlling an air leak of some sort. But I think the next thing I would probably do, or maybe would have done in the first place, is do a compression test and see if the valves are working properly, if the vehicle's actually producing and holding compression. And if not, then maybe the valves, like he said, the hydraulic lifter might be bad, and you're not allowing the gas in or the exhaust out or something like that, and that certainly will cause a misfire. So check, you know, if he just continues checking the four ingredients, he should get to the bottom of it and see what he comes up with. It is quite common for lifter problems or even cam problems on that particular vehicle. So I think what he said is the right thinking, and he probably should, you should probably allow him to go ahead with that next step.
All right, very good. Let's see who has been waiting there. John is calling in this morning from Hugo, Minnesota, I believe. John, you're on CCO with Dan Burns.
Hi, Dan. I got an 07 Civic Hybrid. And it looks like the battery might be going out, the electronic battery. And I was wondering, I had heard that you could turn it off and run the car without the electronic battery.
I've never heard that it can be disabled. I doubt it, but I would have to do some more research on that. I've never heard of a hybrid being able to disable the battery part of it, but could be, but I've not heard of it.
Okay. I was looking at some text messages, Dan. Here's one says, hello, 2013 BMW X5, 3 liter inline six. I just changed plugs, texture says, and coils. While completing this repair, the third cylinder plug was so tough to get out. I think this continues on here. Threads looked fine. The new plug threaded in 0.23 newton meters for torque. Should I be worried? No lights. Car's been running well. The Germans do not. I don't think this completes here. This is jumping all over.
I get the idea.
You do. Good.
Yeah. And that's, you know, one of the issues that we run into with only changing our spark plugs every 100,000 miles is they stay in there so long they get stuck. And I would say that if, while the old spark plug came out hard, if the threads looked fine, if they weren't all full of the metal from the cylinder head, then I think that you're probably going to be in good shape. The fact that the new one went in and you were able to torque it to the proper torque, then I think you'll be just fine. But that is one of the issues that we run into with not changing spark plugs more frequently, is that they get stuck in there, and some cars are a real problem of getting them out. And in fact, on some models, we recommend that you do it before the recommended maintenance, just because they get so full of carbon and stuff that they don't come out.
In a moment or two, we're going to check out that amazing summer-like forecast, but I am almost hesitant to ask you again, like I always like to do every week. What's the situation at Lloyd's as far as catalytic converter thefts? Are you still doing repairs there?
Well, I'm sure we are. This happened to be a week where we did not do many catalytic converter replacements, but we did do a number of modifications to the catalytic converters, you know, to deter the thieves from stealing people's catalytic converters. And we do that quite a bit here. Sometimes there's an aftermarket solution where we can buy a plate or something and cover it. Or sometimes we'll take a heavy metal rebar and weld them to the catalytic converters. There's a number of different solutions to protect the catalytic converters, but it's a real issue, and it, like you say, Danny, it's kind of a week by week we'll see what happens this next week, and hopefully the number of replacements will stay lower.
Yeah, let's get the politicians and legislators to change some laws here, so the folks that buy these things are hindered a little bit, you know?
Yeah, there needs to be some documentation with the catalytic converters.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. Let's have a look at that forecast coming up. We still have a few minutes to go on the show. If you have any kind of a car question, don't wait. Send a text or call Dan, 651-461-9226. It's CCO's Car Care Show here on a Saturday on 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you, Danny Long, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul, helping you out as he's done for so many years here on CCO. 651-461-9226. We have a few minutes to go. If you have any kind of an issue with any problem with your car, your truck, your van, call that number or text it, and Dan will help you out. Speaking of texts, here's one, Dan. It says, my 2008 Mazda Tribute is starting to sound a little, quote, deeper or lower in the exhaust department. Do I schedule an appointment for an exhaust system inspection?
That's exactly what you do. You know, it's very common for them on or many vehicles, if there's a bracket or something like that that's used to support the exhaust, that's where a weld spot has happened, and it's common for those to rust off and open a hole in the exhaust. And so there, you might find that it's leaking there, or you might find that it's leaking at one of the gaskets where perhaps a bolt has rotted off. But it's an 08, so that's old enough for rust to have had its way with your exhaust system. So bring it in, schedule an appointment, and they'll take good care of you to get that repaired for you.
Here's an interesting question. A text that says, should I be afraid of a used car with a prior salvage title? That's one question. Is a state inspection of a salvaged auto of any value? Seller that claims the car has been inspected. I don't know.
I don't think there's much inspection that happens on a salvage title, because oftentimes it's a repair shop that will buy it and buy it in, you know, the totaled condition, and then do repairs to it to bring it back to life. And in the process of doing that, the title then is labeled as salvaged, meaning that the car was at one point totaled. It had a significant enough damage that the insurance company just bought it and then sold it again and paid the policyholder the value of the car. And so with salvage titles, you just never know. You know, you're not sure what the repairs entailed. One of the things that was a really big deal after the hurricanes down south was that a lot of those vehicles had salvage titles that had been flooded. And as you know, Denny, flooded vehicles are really bad news. But as far as a salvage title, you'd almost have to do the research to find out why the vehicle was previously totaled and then make a decision based on that.
Okay, very good. This listener says, I need to remove a brake caliper. If there is a thread locker on the brake caliper bolts, do I put the same strength of a thread locker on when remounting the caliper?
And I don't know if you're having trouble getting the brake caliper off. It's not uncommon that the bolts that are holding the brake caliper on have been, have rusted into place, and oftentimes we have to heat them to get them off. So be careful of that. Be careful that it's not threadlock. It's not threadlock, be careful that it's not rust. But at any rate, yes, if thread lock comes off with it, then you put thread lock back on when you reinstall it, and it should be just fine.
Okay. How often, we get this from time to time, how often should I change wiper blades?
Well, if you're you and me, Danny, about every 6 months or so. Some people choose to use their wiper blades until they're actually torn and the blade is coming apart. But I like my windshield clean when it rains, and so I change mine more frequently. So I think 6 months is probably a little overkill. Maybe once a year would be a good idea to change your wiper blades and keep them working fresh.
And, you know, talking about wiper blades, they're, again, would you say usually you get what you pay for? Because some of them are pretty pricey.
You know, on mine, I've tried the aftermarket ones that I actually sell here, and they don't work. You know, they just don't have the right tension in the right spots. And so I'm picky about that. And so I'm not willing to settle for that. So I actually order replacement wiper blades from the dealer and put them on my own vehicle. And they are expensive, but I don't know, as I age, my vision is not as good as it used to be. And when you add a little bit of rain and a little bit of glare from headlights, I need my wiper blades to work really well. So I pay the price. I think it's important.
So you do the original equipment way if you can, huh?
I've tried the aftermarket. I would prefer to use the aftermarket ones. And on many cars, they work great. But on my car, I'm just not satisfied with them. So I get original equipment ones.
Yeah, because I've only done the aftermarket ones. But good ones, they're not cheap either.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
But they do work. All right. Another question that we get from time to time. I haven't seen them lately, given the weather. But, you know, the springtime, we get those cottonwood tree cotton balls floating around, and it seems to attract our radiators, attract them. And the texter wants to know, they've heard you talk about cleaning your vehicle before and being very careful about cleaning your radiator and all of that. What would you suggest when we do get a collection of this cotton stuff?
Well, do not use a pressure washer. That's too much. You'll bend the little fins over, and then your radiator won't work properly. But a gentle washing just with the garden hose is a great idea to rinse those out. And also keep in mind that cotton stuff gets stuck in your can get stuck in your air filter and your cabin filters and all, you know, all the filters in your car too. So beware of that and check those from time to time. But like I say, if you're going to try and clean your radiator or air conditioning condenser, do not use a pressure washer. That's way too much force. More of a gentle washing with a nozzle that's not full force will rinse it out real nice. And, you know, don't be shy with the water. Use plenty to flush it out of there.
You know, interesting question. I was just reading in one of my magazines just the other day about, using a pressure washer. Washing your car, they say don't do it. And I thought, well, I guess with a gentle enough spray, you could. But I guess an issue in some cases, not necessarily the radiator like we talked about, but the blasting water into like your headlight assembly and things like that. I never thought about that before. So don't use that high pressure washer when you're washing your car is what they suggest. Dan, say, we got to run. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, best way is to come on over here. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find all of our information on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call, 651-228-1316. Denny, that's one thing. We're currently open on Saturday mornings until Memorial Day, and then we've decided that we're going to take the summer off for Saturday mornings.
Well,
so
good
that's good
you.
News for everybody working here.
I would say they're all smiles now. Yeah. Excellent. All right, Dan, well, have a good week. Please wish Linda a happy Mother's Day tomorrow, and we'll talk to you 1 week from today.
Thank you, and Sandy, too.
Thank you very much. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, Jack Farrell next here on 830 WCCO.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.